R.B. Russell, Night Porter, narrated by Carl Mason. Marianne had no choice but to take the position of night porter at the St. Denis Hotel. It was either that or have her job seeker's allowance cut, because she had already turned down too many other offers of work. She tried to tell herself that if she didn't think too much about the unsociable hours, it really wasn't such a bad situation. Her shifts were from 10 in the evening to 7 in the morning, 6 days a week. And she reasoned that for several hours each day, especially those towards the end of her shift, she would be left alone to read. Nobody would be looking over her shoulder. Reading was what Marianne liked to do. Most of the jobs she had been offered would have reduced the time she could spend with her nose in a book, as her mother always said. Working as a night porter was a compromise she was willing to attempt, even if the manager, Mr. Lane, had been very uncertain about hiring a woman for the job. His fears appeared to be justified during her very first shift. At 3 a.m, a group of 8 men, all drunk, tried to return to 2 rooms that had been booked for 4 people, and they became abusive when Marianne refused to let them all stay. She had been told by Mr. Lane to use her initiative, but she had also been warned not to do anything to put herself or other guests in danger. Marianne told the drunks that she